Q102, Texas Best Rock and Roll. And that, of course, yeah, that really song needs no introduction. And these voices are probably only need to be introduced once so you know who is who. I'm Redbeard, and joining us, it's really indeed a pleasure to welcome John Anderson.
Hello.
There he is. What, you, even your speaking voice.
Hello.
Is so distinctive. It's just remarkable.
Hello.
And here is the recovering Trevor Rabin.
Hi, how you doing? I haven't seen you for a long time.
It's good to see you. It's good to see each of you. And Trevor, it seems that we just heard your voices live on Q102 last night from a long way away. Are you working a little hard on this one?
Yeah, we had a...
Hello.
Yeah, we had a...
Hello.
We had the premiere thing for the album last night in L.A., and... We were up until all hours, and I think I should have just stayed up and gone straight to the airport.
Possibly. Drinking some heavy, serious 30-weight coffee today.
That's absolutely correct.
It sounded like every Yes fan except me was somehow packed into the L.A. Hard Rock, John. It was a wonderful reception for you last night.
It was kind of fun. It's nice to be back into... Now what we're doing, what are we doing now? We're promoting the album. We made the album. And now we're promoting it. So it's nice to be back into that groove of actually coming out of the twilight zone of the last 2 years, making this wonderful piece of music. And then just meeting the people that we're actually making the music for.
Wow.
And there they were last night, lots of them having a lot of fun. And it was good fun, wasn't it?
That was great.
Hello. Sorry, I've just got this. Hello. It's been happening all morning. Hello.
Do you get kind of disconnected in the modern technological recording studio of, I guess your studio is of tomorrow, the way this record
is funny that over a period of time making an album, first of all, you really disconnect yourself with... the radio, and you don't see much television. You're just very concentrated on work. I know that Trevor spent so many hours. I think 13,000, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Making this album. And part of the process of doing a Yes album, for some strange reason, we always seem to be making the albums on the best available equipment, which is usually the best from a scientific point of view. We want to use the best quality of equipment in order to get the music through.
I remember, it's a hallmark for Yes.
Yeah, 20 years ago, we were probably the first band ever to use a 16-track recording system. And then when 24-track came out, we used that. Now, the problem is that these machines always have teething problems.
I like that.
That's why it takes so long to make Yes albums, because we have to go through all the teething problems of making the album.
Wow, that's,
I know that Trevor will explain a little bit more.
That's fascinating. Well,
we did the album on a... I'd been working on the... pretty closely with a company called Mark of the Unicorn, which is a hard drive system where you can implement MIDI and audio at the same time.
Well, you're going past rock and roll, and now you're talking serious computers.
Yeah, Macintosh.
Wow.
I had four Macintoshes working with one IBM all at the same time.
To record
the band.
The talk album.
And the misconception is that means that the band's being done like a flock of seagulls or something, that it's a computerized thing. And really the reason to use this stuff is to bypass the inadequacies of tape, which is the cumbersomeness of rewind and you know, you can, with hard drive recording, we had 12 gigabytes of Dynatec hard drives to stick the stuff down onto, and you can move stuff around and do things, and it just totally frees the band up to be totally spontaneous.
And to be free, too.
And to be free. And that was why, you know, the decision was taken. Like, it's going to be a little bit hectic, but you
always really think that if you're going to use modern equipment, that the sound is going to be better than the last album.
Yeah,
and so
that's
on
the
and so
idea,
forth.
Right?
The idea is to give really the public the best that we can afford, and we're always very kind of lucky in the end that it all justifies the means, and that's why we're here today. We've come to Dallas. To meet you and talk to the 20 people that listen to this station.
Yeah, they're all in the lobby too, I think.
We've actually got 20, it's true, we've got 20 colored Yes logo things, and we've just signed them. So the first 20 people...
Wait, now, I thought you said you were going to ask a question, but you were going to make it up, right?
I'm going to make it
on
up.
The
it's coming. It's coming.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming. It's, hello.
Hello. And there's going to be 20 very happy people.
Yeah, these are
once they answer this question, but I haven't got the question
well,
yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. We will play The Calling from the album Talk, and then we'll talk about what the question should or should not be.
Exact.
That's a good idea.
Alrighty. that's nice.
Wah, wah,
oh, that's
wah.
Nice. Caught you guys.
Wah, wah, mm.
Hello.
Doo-wop, choo-wah-dee-wah.
We're talking with John Anderson ba-da. And Trevor Rabin about Talk.
Talk.
The song The Calling is the first release that we got off of the new Yes album.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's one listen and you fall in love. Everything I think I love about Yes over the years is all incorporated into that song, The Calling. Who wrote it, and when you wrote it, did you know you really had one there?
Well, when we started the album, I went over to San Clemente, where John was staying, and I had 1,000 tapes with ideas, and we just basically got together and just went through it all and just started writing, and this is one of the songs that came out.
Yeah.
So the two of you wrote The Calling.
Actually, yeah. It's funny that...
Pretty much everything.
The whole project, yeah.
Oh, the whole album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was living in this one room in a motel overlooking the most beautiful part of California. It was San Clemente and the sea and the sunset. And Trevor came down and we just sat there on the little veranda. And he brought tapes and I had ideas. But eventually we really started just making the album up as we went along.
Wow.
And I think that's the best time. That's a sort of true Yes album, is when there's that instant collaboration, just for the love of making music, you know. And we actually, within 4 days, we knew what the album was going to be. It's kind of bizarre.
In 4 days?
Yeah, just 4 days of work.
The gist of what it was going to be, I mean, obviously, thereafter... There was a lot of work to do.
But the roadmap was there. The
blueprint.
The direction, the blueprint.
Because we actually called the album Blueprint. Working title. And we'd already decided to do a large-scale piece of music. And it's called Endless Dream on the album. In fact, you've got the CD. This is the first time I've seen the CD.
Me too.
Well, it's
an
honor to be...
So you got it before we got it.
Well, it's an honor.
And
I
think that's the way it should be.
I think it's really neat. Actually, I don't think that's right at all, it happens all the time in this business. And one of the true rare pleasures I've had in my radio career is to see a performer, performers like yourselves, after you've worked, as you said, 2 years of your life on these, and to see it and to hold it for the first time. It's almost like the birth of a new one.
I was going to say that. You know, it's funny that we worked on it so long, and it is like giving birth to something, because in some ways you want to be able to take this around the world. There are so many Yes fans. It's amazing. I've been lucky enough to travel this last year on and off, like to, North Africa, to China, to...
All these places are mentioned in The Calling
lyrics.
Yeah,
that's what happened. It all came. All of a sudden, I was writing about something that I was going to do. I didn't know I was going to go to China. But I wanted to sort of write lyrics that meant sort of like we're going to go out there and sing to everybody. You know, we're calling everybody to sort of wake up. Come on, the time is right now, and this is a very important period we're going through, moving into the 21st century, and it's going to be amazing.
Around the corner,
it's going to be an amazing time. And wherever I went, there was always a Yes fans come over and say hello, in Bangkok, in Bali, and all these places where you don't expect anybody to really know who you are.
Right.
And they come and say, "Mr. Anderson, how are you? And when's the next album?" And that kind of thing. And you think, gosh. And I know that, actually, you know what, we were talking earlier.
Mr. Anderson, you haven't given your key in.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
The mini bar bill.
Right. No, come on.
Now, Trevor, I know this is hard, but just pretend John's not here for a second, and it's just you and I, having some Mexican food down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this to you over dinner. I would say, are you as amazed as I am when you talk to John Anderson about music, no pun intended, how he lights up and he gets this excitement in this twinkle in his eye and this lilt in his voice. I'm amazed at the how he embraces.
Am I still here?
No.
I'm not here.
You're not here. Hello.
Hello.
I'm amazed at how he really loves music. It's the great love of his life, isn't it? And you can tell that immediately.
It's all a ploy.
I'm here now. Where's that money? I owe him some money. No, the question. You know, we've got these posters. These very small posters that we've actually signed.
Well, we better get a Yes fan on the line then.
We'll get a Yes fan. But basically, there's been a bit of confusion over the last maybe 2 or 3 years what really Yes is, who Yes are, what Yes really means. And I just want to put the record straight, okay?
Okay.
Can I do
all
that?
Right. Sure.
To all those people listening to this radio station now who like good music, we all believe in good music. This is really why we started Yes in the first place. And that's why we go through a lot of trials and tribulations over the years to make great music. We believe in our music, of course, you know. But we've tried to sort of transcend so that if we have a hit record, great. But if we don't, still great, because we can go out there and make music to people and give them light
and they'll
and
show.
Energy, and they'll come.
That's right.
And I know that in the last year or so, we had this album came out of Yes Orchestral Music, you know, which is something that I actually started the idea of 3 years ago. And for some reason, it was just taken away from me, which sometimes happens. And you tend to think that maybe people aren't quite sure what Yes is really all about. And I still believe that this new album, this Talk album, is the best thing I've ever been involved in my whole life.
Wow.
It's one of those moments in time. You know, you work on an album, and I've never said this before about an album. I think when I did Close to the Edge, I thought I'd done something really good, you know, 90125. And these are all 10 years apart, which is kind of strange.
Isn't that interesting?
And here we are in 94. Are we 94?
Yeah.
And like never before, this is the real Yes music. This is the real stuff. Now, what we decided to do about 3 months ago, we were thinking of what could actually explain visually what Yes is all about. And I said, well, what we should do is have a new logo, a real new Yes logo. So we invited
a new visual graphic,
thing.
Of the name Yes.
Yeah, so we invited a guy who's pretty well known in the art world in New York. I've met him. He's an incredible energy, and I've made music in his studio when he's been painting. And something very powerful goes on when you work with another artist on another level.
In another medium.
So I invited him to do the Yes logo. So I'm not going to tell you his name. That's the question.
The question is, who is the famous artist that has developed the new Yes logo, which you find on the cover of Talk? Now, that's our question. Do we have a phone caller on the line here? Hello?
I know it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Victor Hart.
Victor, yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from work in Dallas.
Okay, Victor, we've got John Anderson. That's John.
Hi, Victor.
Trevor Raven.
Hello, John.
Hey.
Trevor's got a little cotton mouth today.
Hey, Victor.
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
I'm
fine. Do you have a question for the guys in Yes?
Well, yeah, actually, I have a. It's a question about albums that weren't released. I had the box set, and I was reading through it, and it was talking about the Age of Atlantic album. And
oh,
I never understood
that
where that came from. Also, John, I wanted to know what happened to the solo release you were having come out on Geffen.
Oh, yeah.
Power of Silence. I've been waiting for that.
It's so wonderful, yeah. Because I actually finished the project. Originally, The Power of Silence was going to be a theatrical experience. And it's a sort of theater piece about the writings of Carlos Castaneda, who I love very much. So I finished the music and everything, and then Geffen decided that it wasn't commercial enough.
Oh.
So I've still got the album. I think it's going to come out on Windham Hill, BMG, later.
Ooh.
Later in the year.
Oh, but, good. But so it's
all finished, but I still want it to be more of a theatrical thing. As for the Age of Atlantic, that was, I think, an album that was just released in Europe. I'm not quite sure about the past. I'm more interested in the future.
Right. Do you mind if I jump in? I think what he's referring to is, Yes did Paul Simon's
America. Yeah.
And it came out on a sampler on Atlantic Records around 1972.
Yeah.
And Phil Carson, I think, was
Who's
with
that?
Atlantic Records. He's a guy that hangs out around rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
And
met him.
And doesn't,
I've heard about them guys.
And doesn't let him do videos. I think
Phil's here. So
yeah,
we're
having fun with Phil Carson, who is the head of Victory
He's
Music.
He's paying for dinner.
He's buying dinner. So it's really the song America was done by Yes, and it was a single, I think, and then just on this album called The Age of Atlantic, which was a pun on the name of the name of the record company. Does that answer your question?
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you wouldn't happen to know who did the new logo on the new Yes album cover, would you?
If I had seen it, I might take a guess.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's just, this is a real Yes fan's going to have to dig this one up. I'll tell you what.
We'll give you a clue.
Yes.
Okay.
Trevor will give you a clue.
Okay.
He was involved in the artwork for Yellow Submarine.
Ooh. That's a good clue.
Peter Mack.
Oh! Go!
All right. I got it. All right.
I hope nobody else is listening.
You guys are going to have to come up with a different question.
Another question.
That's right.
Oh, God. Easy clue.
And we're going to have to talk about that. Hey, can you hang on?
Sure, Peter Mack.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and Q102 will get your name and address, and we'll send you an autographed Yes album cover autographed by John Anderson and Trevor Rabin. Okay,
it'll be dear to my heart.
Thank you for calling. Hold on.
Great
now.
Talking to you, John.
Take care, yeah, Vic.
All righty, let's listen to more talks from the new album. Vic. This is Yes.
Oh, my favorite. This is I'm Waiting, and everybody there riding in their car, just sit back, relax,
and listen.
Drive careful.
Hello.
And just listen to this. Especially this part coming up.
Thank you. said she loves me. I believe her. Waited lifetimes. Say this to you.
That is so nice. That is from the new Yes album called Talk, yeah. And that is I Am Waiting. My, that is just beautiful. Mm. Can you take a compliment?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank
both
you.
Of the songs that we've heard so far, both The Calling and I Am Waiting. Now, I'm not a musician, and I certainly don't write, but it seems to me that the basic chord patterns, the basis of the melody are really very simple, and then
very simple. Yeah.
You've just built on them, and so.
Well, it's a funny story with this song. Cause John and I were talking about it last night, the couple of nights before we started on this song, we'd been working on another song, and John had actually come in to sing on that song. And in the time period between him leaving that night and coming back to do this, I'd stuck this together, and I said, listen, I've got something else which just kind of came, and maybe we should look at that, we can get back to the other song. And he kind of sang on it almost immediately, and it's the initial instincts are just about what was kept on it.
Wow.
Yeah, even the lyric, you know. And it's funny, at the end of doing the song, we mixed it a few months ago, 3 months, we finished it. And then as we were in the studio, we're sitting back just listening, and at the end you get really carried away. And there was this sort of a shining energy up in the corner of the studio. And I've been very fortunate in my life over the years seeing entities, what you would call from the Devic kingdom, you know, the fairy kingdom. And this very beautiful, beautiful shining thing sort of traveled around and then disappeared right at the end of the mix. It's kind of, and I was just thinking before, wow. for this poster, which, you know, we're going to give out, anybody's going to call in, if they know what a shining one is, they can have one of these posters.
A shining one.
Yeah, they're 10 feet tall, very slender, and usually have their head bowed, listening for instruction.
Ooh, this is fascinating.
And they live in another dimension than
okay.
ours.
Our number here to talk with John Anderson and Trevor Rabin of Yes is 7871-102. We're going to pay the rent and come back and see if we find out what a shining one is.
Now, the rock...
All right, we're Q102, Texas Best Rock and Roll. I'm Red Beard, and it's time once again to talk with John Anderson and Trevor Rabin of Yes. The new Yes album is called Talk, and let's see if we can get a Yes fan on
Hello.
The telephone light run. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this, please?
Me.
Hold it. I'm trying to get somebody. Hello, are you there on the phone?
Yeah, who is this?
Who's that?
This is Red Beard and John Anderson and Trevor Rabin of Yes. Did you have a question for the guys in Yes?
Hey.
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
You know, we always listen to your music, and we appreciate it very much. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your home life and family life.
That's a good question. John?
I spend all my life making music, you know.
Wow.
And my whole house is built around a studio, so, you know, and I'm a very sort of gypsy character. I've been living in Big Bear.
That's a beautiful, up near a lake,
ago.
Right?
Beautiful, yeah.
Lake?
Down in San Clemente. Now I'm in Pacific Palisades. Every year I move. I always have done. So
really?
Yeah, I've got my kids are all around LA and in London and stuff like that. But you know, I'm so dedicated just to make music, and you know, it's a fulfilling time. Always, I like painting. I enjoy painting, and I like windsurfing.
Wow. Interesting. And he's a citizen of the world. Trevor, the question was a little bit about outside of music, if there's any time in your life.
Well, the album was done at my house, so it kind of gives an indication of where I've been for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But I've delved into skydiving and... scuba diving I enjoy, but there's really no time. I mean, for the last 2 years, all I've been doing is this album and at home. So, you know, it's been kind of a pretty reclusive 2 years.
Well, it's good to see you out. What's your name, sir, on the phone?
Trevor.
My name is Walter Hanson.
Walter.
Walter, would you
like... The Walter Hanson.
It is the Walter. Would you like an autographed copy of the new Talk album from Yes?
Oh, you can't beat that with a stick.
Okay, why don't you hold on? I'm going to put you on hold, and Q102's Ed Knight will get your name and address, and we'll get this to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling Q102.
Thank you, Trevor and John.
Thank you.
Care. That's very nice. It's very nice.
Walter. Walter is a great name, actually. When I was, like, 8 years old...
His name was Walter.
No, it's true. I used to work on a farm till I was 16. I was working most every day and weekends, and... The guy who owned the farm was called Walter.
Is that
wow!
You were all excited.
Was Walter's name Hampton or Hanson?
I don't know. We'll just put Walter on
put
it.
Walter.
And he'll know who he is.
He's cool.
Okay. Yeah,
he's
right.
He's cool.
Okay. What's the lineup? Who's the lineup on the Talk album in Yes? The Yes family.
John
tree.
Anderson.
That's me.
Trevor Rabin.
That's him.
Chris Squire.
That's the other guy.
Tony K.
He's there.
Ellen White.
The drummer.
And those are them.
Those are the guys.
Those are the guys.
And this tour that we're starting, we're going down South America, and we'll be up here. We'll be playing here in Dallas probably around June, July, somewhere.
Can we... now
having a great time.
I'm going to throw a curveball to Phil and Greg out in the hallway. Do you have the Texas dates? Because we're going to have to... We got to give the Texas dates while they're here. So I'll tell you what. I'll put another song from the album Talk by Yes on, and we'll dig up the exact Dallas-Fort Worth and other Texas dates, because your fans, I mean, they're going to kill me if
great.
We don't give them
it's
the
gonna
specific
be,
dates.
Right. It's okay. going to be the best, and the title of the tour is like never before, Yes, 94.
And we are fortunate to be talking with legendary Yes lead singer and songwriter John Anderson, and guitarist and producer and songwriter and singer too, Trevor Rabin, with Yes here in the Q102 Out of Control Room. The Yes family tree has branches and roots like a mangrove tree. I mean, it is just unbelievable. How did you two first meet and first work together on what became 90125?
Well,
that had to be a kind of a...
When we started, it was, it was a long, long time ago. And to cut a long story short, I was in the process of starting a record, which a lot of the material was 90125, and I was looking for a band. And I sent various tapes out, and Phil Carson from Atlantic got back to me, and basically it landed up that Chris Squire, myself, and Alan White got together and started playing. And then Tony Kaye entered the equation, and we pretty much got the album close to done. When John heard the material, and he, you know, we can't do it like we did it before. We've got to find a new way of doing it, and that's when John and I got down together in San Clemente, and it was really done as a partnership between the two of us, obviously incorporating the band. But we're very excited in how we went about, and I think we've found a way of how to work together, which is more appropriate and far more creative than any other ways we've worked in the past.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, you kind of do it. Originally, getting involved with the 90125 album was a great boost for me because it was such a different album.
Than anything Yes had done up to
exactly.
That time.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I was always sort of very... I thrived on longer pieces of music, especially on stage. And getting together with Trevor closer became like really gaining confidence in each other really becoming friends, having been very professional and friends on the road for many years. Just doing this album together has really convinced me that making a true Yes album is really a good balance between two people creating the music that the band can really perform. And as always, it's all to do with music that really is for stage.
Common ground.
Yeah. And there's also been... A lot of time has been this misconception about John and my relationship, and it was never an adverse one of adversary. It was just we came. We never got to do what we did now. There was always so many things in the way. The train had left the station. We had to jump on and do what we had to do based on, you know, how it was then and there. And this time it was. We made a concerted effort to get together and really work on the thing cohesively together.
I think that's fascinating. You really just answered what was going to be my next question, because I was going to say, you know, let's pretend that Trevor's not here.
Right.
You and I. And I would ask you in private, I would say, John, you have made music with more people in more, you know, configurations than just about anybody I can think of. You could sing with...
I've got $36 here.
Yeah.
About 36 cents. Yeah.
You could sing with, really, anybody you choose to. Mm. And you have. And you're always moving, and you always need to be challenged. You don't like it easy.
Yeah.
And I was, for one, was very, very surprised to see you working so closely with Trevor after all these years. I would have assumed that if it was going to click, it would have clicked together, collaborating this close together 10 years ago. And it didn't. Something must have changed.
I think in some ways it's a learning experience when you work closely with someone. I've always found that working with somebody like Vangelis was an incredible experience in terms of the musicianship of one person. And as I've always said to Trevor, you know, he has an incredible soundscape of musicianship. He can play piano, he can play guitar, he can actually write scores for orchestras, and he has so much. And yet, he decided to really delve into production. And he's always been, he's always well known as a good producer. But this album itself was like a real major challenge for him to undertake. And I remember sort of last February in 93, he started putting all these computers together to create a real matrix in order to put this album together. I knew what he was going for, but I'd say to him, by Christmas 93 and end of this year, you're either going to go crazy or you're going to be a master. And he has, to me, he's proved himself a master of production well as a master of good songwriting.
That's extremely high praise.
Yeah,
you can have the 36 cents. All right. We have time for one more call and one more song from Talk, because I'm afraid if we don't let you go, Phil won't stick around to buy dinner.
Exactly.
So, well, he doesn't pay for videos.
No, he doesn't pay for videos. But he does have a new roof on that house. All right.
Actually, I've never seen anyone more behind a band and a project.
Yeah, the
than
album.
He is this one, much more than any project he's ever done before on this label.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Very nice.
And the ELP are listening.
Two things I've got to say. Yeah, right. The concert we're going to do in Dallas is on Saturday, July the 30th.
At the Starplex. That's going to be great.
Just wanted to make sure.
July
30th.
I'll be there.
Hello. And three other guys that follow you around will be there. Yes, in concert at Starplex Amphitheater, Saturday, July 30th.
We will actually be performing the whole album.
Oh, great.
It's very important.
Yeah, we've never done that before. You know, with 901 to 5, we performed a lot of it, but not all of it. With Big Generator, we performed a little less of it. And then the last album called Union, we performed as much as...
None of it.
We could. With quality control in mind, which meant we didn't play anything. So this time, you know, I must tell you just one quick funny story. You know, when we were doing interviews on the Union album, I was doing a bunch of interviews, and I got to a point where I thought, you know, I don't want to lie about this. I don't feel good about it. And I was asked one question, what do you think about the album? And it just slipped out. I said, I think it kind of sucks.
And then Beavis and Butthead started.
I was not asked to do another interview on the album.
I wonder why that is.
But you know what? I'd rather say that about an album, so that when I do something that I believe in, you know, there's a consistency, and I can say I'm more proud of this album than anything I've ever been involved with before.
Well, I think you have a right to be, and I think as the audience gets to hear more and more of the album Talk by Yes, and now it's available in the stores, I think a lot of people are going to concur. We've got time for one more song and one more call. First of all, pick a song that we haven't played so far.
Have you got 16 minutes?
No. you could fade it in about...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
In the middle of the last piece, which is so
you want to hear
inspiring.
The Endless Dream.
Yeah.
Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why didn't Phil put numbers on this thing?
Oh, you know what?
Because it would cost more money, right?
Started at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
See, they're doing the same thing.
Started at 8. Okay. And we'll take a call now. Thank you very much. I just want to say hi to all those wonderful people who live in this wonderful part of the world.
Oh, thank you. Let's see if we can get another call. Hi, this is Redbeard. You're on Q102 Live with John Anderson and Trevor Rabin. Would you like to talk to Yes?
Hello.
Female.
Hello.
Oh, of course.
No, you only got guy fans in Texas.
No, that's not true.
Who's this?
My name's Rusty.
Hi, Rusty. Where are you calling from?
Arlington.
Why don't you talk to John Anderson and
Hi
Trevor?
Hi there, Rusty.
Hi, Rusty.
Hi, John. Hi, Trevor. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. I've tried so many times to get a hold of y'all. I think, in fact, during the last tour, we followed Steve back to, the Crescent?
Oh, that's when he called security on you.
Yeah, that's it. We're the ones. No, I just really wanted to call, and I'll make this brief. I just wanted to say, you know, thanks a lot for all the music through the years. Speaking for my wife, too, I wanted to let y'all know that in 1985 when we got married in a Methodist church, to our surprise, even some of the traditional wedding songs weren't allowed. But I was determined to try to get a song played that from the moment I heard it, I said, this is it. And he went berserk over it. It was Onward off the Tormato album.
There you go.
Everybody in the congregation loved it. I mean, I could hear my friends snickering in the beginning, like, I can't believe he did it. But it came off great.
It meant
a lot to us.
Super. Do you have a question for the guys?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question for the guys?
Well, yeah. Not really a question, but what I was going to say is I did listen to the premiere of the CD last night. It's very, very strong. It reminds me... Different pieces of it remind me even of Topographic Oceans, and you know, it's a little bit like everything, but it's very, very good. I'm looking forward to it coming out in the stores.
Terrific.
I'm definitely looking forward to July 30th. And the only other question I have,
you haven't done one yet.
Sorry,
yeah. Go for it.
You're leaving them out.
Go for it.
They want to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, okay. What's the question?
Well, you may not be able to answer this, but, you know, I've been searching for about 2 years on how to try to get a hold of Elias' son, Hilo.
It's on an import from Japan. They make the CD in Japan.
In Japan?
Yeah, so it's on import. I think you can get it at record stores.
Yeah, try...
What's the big stores down
there? Try RPM. Ask for Randy at RPM in Garland. It's a great import CD store.
Right. That,
would you hold on? We'd like to give you an autographed copy of the cover of the new Yes album, Talk. Can you hold on?
I sure will.
We'll get your name, and thanks for calling.
Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Good luck.
Thanks. And we'll see him on the 30th of July at Starplex Amphitheater with Q102 listeners. Thank you so much for coming.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
It's wonderful to see you both. Congratulations. You really nailed it.
It's going
to
be a great year.
I think it's going to be a wonderful year for Yes and Yes fans.
Love we breathe, dancing in the new design. It's just a state of mind.